8 feet under. Well, you've probably been asking yourself, why are these weird things happening right now? Why are people acting so strangely? Well, it could be because Mercury is in a retrograde. Mercury entered retrograde on July 7th of this year. Now, according to the age-old practice of astrology, we're influenced by the effect of Mercury in retrograde due to the way our planet's orbit interacts with the orbits of other planets, that they might sometimes appear to be traveling backward through the night sky with respect to the zodiac. This is, in fact, an illusion, which we call apparent retrograde motion. Now, three times a year, it appears as if Mercury is going backwards. And these times in particular were traditionally associated with confusions, delay, frustration. Well, in a moment, we'll be talking with Leslie McGuirk about this very strange phenomena. And also, she's got a book out called The Power of Mercury. And get to her website, too, because you can do your own Mercury retrograde reading by hooking that up. Later on phone calls, we'll talk to you about how we're going to do some of that. But in a moment, why are people acting so weird? Leslie McGuirk with us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Leslie McGuirk back with us. Her book, The Power of Mercury, author of this incredible book. She's a professional astrologer, more than 30 years experience. She is a frequent presenter at the Red Mountain Spa, which is in Mexico. She can explain just about everything in nature has a pattern, like a tree trunk or a snowflake. And we have a pattern as well in, as a human, and an astrological chart as well. Leslie brings astrology to life, so that you can use it to help better understand your place in the world. And we're going to explain some things you might be able to do by going to her website a little bit later on. And she'll be doing some Mercury retrograde stories with you later when we take calls. But Leslie, welcome back, and I'm glad you're with us today.
Hope to bring clarity to everyone. And by the way, George, it's my birthday. I'm just 6 minutes into it.
I was just ready to say that to you.
I know, it's so exciting. And guess what? I was born during Mercury retrograde, so these are my best times.
Good for you. So, and, well, happy birthday on behalf of everybody listening to Coast tonight. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's cool to be talking about birthdays when you've actually got yours at the very moment.
I was talking to my executive producer, Lisa Lyon, a couple weeks ago. And I said, Lisa, there's something going on here. People are acting strange. Things are happening very weirdly. What do you think's happening? What's happening? And she just said, Mercury retrograde. Let me get Leslie. Mercury retrograde. That's it. So look, first of all, do you, as an astrologer, do you agree with me that people are acting weird right now?
Yes, but it's not just that one planet. We live in an electromagnetic universe, and there are other planets that are also affecting us right now. And there's more than just one rock in space that's making everything a little bit crazy. But for sure, when Mercury goes retrograde, about 80% of the population is going to feel the effects of that and make everyone feel more squirrely. But the tricky thing is that 20% of the population was born during Mercury retrograde, just like I was. So this is actually our good time. So it's really important for people to understand the difference. But even though it's my good time, if everyone else feels like they're going crazy, it's still going to affect me.
Well, Mercury retrograde had three in 2019, March 5th to the 28th, July 7th to August 2nd, which we're in right now, and then October 31st as we start Halloween to November 20th as well. I gave a little description of what it is technically, but in terms of astrologically, what does Mercury retrograde really mean, Leslie?
So in astrological language, which is what astrology is, it's a language of symbols, and humans are narrative creatures, and we need to understand how this cosmic soup works. And Mercury is the planet of communication. It tells us how we think, how we talk, how we communicate. So if someone was to go on the internet right now and read what's going on with Mercury retrograde, what you're going to find, most astrologers are saying, do not travel, do not sign a contract, do not buy a piece of technology. Basically, you're supposed to completely shut down. And I'm one of the few astrologers that thinks that that's really dangerous and not healthy. What it means for people and why everyone feels kind of haywire is that everything in the area of communication is going to feel different than it normally does. So I'm going to give you a story to help people understand this better.
Okay.
When my mom was alive, she lived in a gated community in Florida, and there was a couple across the street from her who we were one day talking about restaurants to go to, and everyone they mentioned was just north of where they lived. And I said, "Do you ever head south?" And this is what they said to me. "Well, when we get to Route 1, we only turn left." And I said, "Wait a minute. You've lived here for 15 years. You've never once turned right." And they said, "No." So I thought to myself, wow, they have gotten into a pattern, and they literally were not even curious or open to turning right. And what Mercury retrograde does is it forces us to go right. Most of us are very comfortable with our patterns and our routines. And Mercury retrograde, I think, is like this super fantastic time when we are able to break the pattern and do something different. And that means we won't get calcified, we won't get stuck. Or another way to look at it is pretend you're a car, and most of us like to drive forward, right? We want to go and get to where we want to go. During Mercury retrograde, you actually get to put your car in reverse. So is that a negative thing? I don't think so. If you're in your garage, you're going to be really happy that you can put it in reverse. Otherwise, you can't get out. And if we didn't have these periods that happen three times a year when it goes retrograde, we would all be just like that couple who only turns left. So people have to start reframing their thinking about it. Yeah, you may be uncomfortable because you've never gone right, but it's actually a really good thing. And if you were born with it, Mercury retrograde, it means you're normally turning right all the time when everyone else is going left, and then everything gets backwards and forwards. And that's what causes the confusion, because it's not our habitual way of being.
Some people think and blame Mercury retrograde for the bad things that are happening in their lives. We'll talk about, again, the weird, strange things that are happening now. But is that accurate?
It is to a degree, because it does get more strange out there. But I want people to not get freaked out about it. I don't think it's necessarily negative. I think it's the universe's way of keeping us alert and awake. And I think that all the words that begin with an R-E, which is what retrograde is, it's an R-E word, it means those are the words we're supposed to be implementing into our life during a Mercury retrograde period. So reflect, renew, re-energize, all of those are very positive words. And without these periods, we would become what I call adult zombies. And we just are not able to shift and be nimble. And I think our souls need a little bit of this Mercury retrograde period once in a while just to keep us awake and alert. Because it caught your attention, George. You were not born during Mercury retrograde. So when it happened, you were like, wait a minute, something's funky. So what you should do is have compassion for those of us who were born during Mercury retrograde.
Right.
Because the minute it goes direct, we feel the way you do when it's retrograde. So most of our life, we feel this crazy energy.
Well, the interesting thing about planet Mercury ruling communication, travel, contracts, automobiles, and things like that. Sunday, I flew back to St. Louis from Denver after we taped our Beyond Belief television programs, sat on the runway in Denver for an hour because of the possibility of bad weather and clogged up traffic. And I'm going, gosh, and then all of a sudden it dawns on me, I'm in Mercury retrograde. Does that have anything to do with that? Because
it does.
Yeah, they tell you not to travel. I sat, by the way, in row 13, and that doesn't bother me. You know, I go right in and do my thing.
But so it's true, because you were stuck, basically. You had to reflect. You had to sit in your seat on that runway, and that's what happened. It's just like weather. What are you going to do about it? You have to be able to adjust to these slower times, to when you're being forced to go the way you didn't want to go. You were forced in that moment on that runway to make that right-hand turn that couple didn't want to do. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I have a client who wanted to get married, and they were panicked because they picked a date that was during Mercury retrograde. And I said, listen, we have to look at the bigger picture. It's not just that one planet. We have to look at your Venus and Mars, which are the planets of your sexuality and your love life. And we need to look at what Pluto and Saturn and the outer planets, I think those planets are much more indicative of bigger life changes that happen. Mercury retrograde is more of these inconveniences, but it's not usually something that's long-lasting. It just lasts for that short amount of time when it's retrograde.
And people can go to your website right now and get their own Mercury retrograde zodiac sign, can't they?
Yes, they can. And I believe that knowing your Mercury sign is actually more important than knowing your sun sign. It's a deeper level of understanding the wiring of a person. And where it comes most in handy is understanding your relationships with other people. Because if you have a compatible Mercury sign placement with someone close to you in your life, it's going to be a lot easier. So, like yours is in Taurus. So right. Anybody who has Mercury in Taurus, you're going to instantly feel very comfortable chatting with them because you have a similar resonance.
Now, does that only happen during the retrograde period or all the time?
Your Mercury is always in Taurus, no matter what.
No matter what. Okay. So it's not these three times during the year, for example.
Yeah. No, it's permanent.
Okay.
So you always will approach life. Your brain works as if you were a Taurus, but your sun sign is Gemini. And what's really nice is that Mercury is exalted in the sign of Gemini, and you're in the radio business, so that's perfect. But having Mercury in Taurus makes you very grounded, very practical. You're always going to be on time, and you're solid. That's what your brain likes to make sense of things.
Why are people, and how did I pick up the perception of people being so whacked out during this time period? Because it was just a feeling, it was a gut feeling, and, you know, when I called it my executive producer, Lisa, and said, look, we need to do a show on this, I think I'm right here. And she said, I know you're right. And
yeah, the reason what you were picking up.
What did I pick up? Yeah.
Okay, so remember that story of the couple who only wanted to go left.
Right.
What you felt out in the world is that everyone's really upset because they have to turn right. They don't like it. That it doesn't feel good to them.
Do they have to? I mean,
well, because energetically, Mercury retrograde is going to make you break the pattern. You're going to have to not. Well,
and forward. Explain that. When you say turn right, a lot of people are thinking you actually have to turn right. Explain what that means.
Well, we get into patterns with our brains. We want things to go a particular way. You want to get on your airplane and land on time. Everybody wants that. We all want to move forward. When Mercury goes retrograde, you're not able to go forward as easily in the direction that you want to go. Mercury retrograde puts a halt to that and makes it feel as if everything is funky and frustrating, and it doesn't feel good unless you're someone like me. And for those of us, the 20% of the population that were born during Mercury retrograde, it's actually when we feel great and can move forward.
Okay, so retrograde the second time ends on August 2nd. What picks up after that? What do you call it?
It goes direct. And then everyone is back in their lane, feeling comfortable, heading to where they want to go without these influences that feel frustrating.
Do they talk about Venus in retrograde or Mars?
Yes, exactly. That's what's so crazy about just focusing on this one planet. The other planets also go retrograde. So it gets very, very complicated when right now there are a couple of things that are, making everybody feel very uptight. We're in a very heightened period at the moment. And
that's what I sense.
Yes, but in Mercury, when it goes retrograde, you're 100% correct. 80% of the population is going to feel uncomfortable. But I want people to start thinking about it in a more positive way. Imagine if you were to tell me that I shouldn't travel, sign a contract, or buy any piece of technology when Mercury is direct. That's when it feels like Mercury retrograde for everybody else. Can you imagine if I lived my life that way? Well, I would never be able to do anything.
No, I agree. But now for most people, if you sign a contract during this period leading up to August 2nd, is that going to be good or bad for them? Or if they're going to travel or something like that?
Well, all it means is that you need to slow down. I believe you can travel during Mercury retrograde. Just be more patient. When we're dealing with contracts, same thing. Just read every sentence and just slow everything down. We cannot stop living our lives just because of some rock in space that appears to be going backwards. So it really isn't going backwards. It's just an illusion. So we have to be really careful that we have free will, and we never, I don't believe, we want to have astrology take over our intuition and our inner knowledge, which I think is the most powerful thing we have, which is our own free will. We need to understand what astrology is doing, and everything we've talked about with Mercury retrograde is correct, and most people don't feel great during that time, but we have to deal with it, and there's a lot of positive things about it, too. It's like saying, oh, it's going to rain at somebody's wedding. That's terrible. Well, it is what it is, and you can't do a whole lot about the weather. You just have to be with it and not get all upset because there's nothing you can do about it.
But do so many people blame Mercury retrograde because of that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. It's an easy cop-out, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a little dangerous because imagine if I did that every day with everything that didn't go right for me when Mercury is direct.
Right.
When it's direct, I feel exactly the way you did on that airplane all the time.
Interesting.
And it's not that easy for those of us who were born during Mercury retrograde. We've had to adapt because our entire life has felt like that. We feel squirrely, you know, 80% of the time during the year. I can't stop living my life just because Mercury is direct. Because when it's direct, I'm out of my element. I'm more comfortable when it's retrograde.
How often...
have compassion for me, right, George?
Always did. How often when something goes awry, goes wrong during Mercury retrograde, can you actually blame that on Mercury retrograde?
You can to a degree. I don't want people to get crazy about it, but it's an influence.
Or paranoid, right? About it, right?
Right. Well, think about the moon. The moon is another rock in space, and it regulates every body of water on this planet. The tides go up and down according to the cycles of the moon. We're 90% water. So you can talk to any police officer, any school teacher, or anybody in a hospital.
EMTs.
Yeah, they will tell you, oh, my God, during the full moon. I mean, I know my dogs, they get really yappy during a full moon. There's an influence, but you don't want to stop living your life or blaming the full moon for everything being crazy. It's definitely causing some things to happen, but you can't stop being who you are. You know, it's just we have to live from our own body and our own connection to our intuition more than anything.
Why do you think it's important to know your Mercury sign?
I think it's more important than knowing your sun sign for sure, because it tells me how your brain works. I know, George, because your Mercury is in Taurus, how you like information presented. I know how you feel comfortable talking to someone. And if you're in an intimate relationship with someone, whether it's your child or your spouse or someone in your office, if you have a Mercury sign that's similar or in the same element or compatible element, life is a lot easier. When it's with someone who's different, so let's say fire, yours is in earth. If you put someone with Mercury in a fire sign, which would be Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, it's interesting for you, and it's sparkly because think about what a fire is with wood. It causes a fireplace. It keeps people warm. But for a long-term relationship, it may get exhausting because earth, dirt, can put out fire, and fire can burn a log. So there's interesting tension there, but long-term it can be frustrating if you're in an intimate relationship with someone who has an incompatible Mercury sign with yours. And that's why I wrote my book. It was originally going to be called The Secret Language of Romance, because it tells more about how we are compatible with another person than knowing sun sign astrology. Sun sign is like saying, well, you're a Mercedes and she's a Volvo. Well, that doesn't really help me.
All right, hold on, Leslie. We're going to hit a break. We'll come back and talk more about why people are acting weird. And welcome back to Coast with our special guest, Leslie McQuirk. Here we are talking about the Mercury retrograde and why things are happening so strangely. Now, next hour, we're going to take phone calls with Leslie. And this is what I'd like. And take heed. One, just general questions for Leslie about astrology or Mercury retrograde. not about you, but just general questions. Two, I'd like you to share stories of weird people, weird events you've witnessed, strange things that have happened. Definitely share those with us. Three, she will do your Mercury sign reading briefly if you're prepared to give us your birth month, day, and year. However, I'd like you to get a jump start to make it easier on Leslie, and that is to go to her website, which is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's lesliemccork.com. If you're not driving or anything, don't worry about that. You can just give us the information when you call Gina. But if you have the ability to go to her website, and there's a section there where you can put in the information about your birth date, you'll get your Mercury retrograde sign. Like mine is Mercury retrograde with Taurus, and she's then able to quickly give you a little reading about who you are. Will that work, Leslie, like that?
Yes, and actually, you're Mercury direct. When you were born, it was not retrograde, so it is Taurus. So you're direct, George, which is why
Mercury
bothers you. No, you were born during the direct time.
Now, what does that mean, during the direct time?
That means when you were born, Mercury was heading in the direction that looks like it's going forward, which is why when it's retrograde, it bothers you more than it bothers me.
Ah, okay.
So get it? So that when I was born, it was actually during one of these periods that don't happen that often during the year when it appeared to be going backwards. So for me, Mercury retrograde is my good time.
But it'll be easier for you if people go to your website
absolutely.
And get their sign. Okay.
Yeah,
to steer us through your website, how did they find it and everything?
It's right on the front of their website. There's a Mercury calculator, and you just enter your birth date and year. And then I can give them information when they call in about what that's like. It's really useful in relationships to find out compatibility with your Mercury sign and another person.
So if they give Gina that information that they've already gotten off your website, it'll be quicker, and we'll just give it to you. Okay,
awesome.
Super. And then, of course, back to the strange things. I'm seeing a lot of road rage right now, Leslie. Is that part of this?
Yes, because everything's more heightened during Mercury retrograde, and people get frustrated. So here are my suggestions for things people can do during this time. Also, don't forget, we are...
By the way, we may have crushed your website. See if you can get into it. If you can't, we've crushed it.
I had it all fixed up just for tonight, so it would be nice and strong, and I got to complain.
When my multitude of armies of millions take over, look out.
I know. I thought that we were prepared. But so what I was going to say about helping people during this time, because it is frustrating, and your computer's going to break down. Your car might have some weird glitchy thing. And it's just the kind of thing when you go to the car mechanic and your car's been not acting right, and you get there and then it doesn't do the very thing you said it was doing a week ago. That's kind of frustrating too. So we live in a world that is so technology-based, and all of these electromagnetic frequencies that we're getting off of these all these devices, it's not helping us as humans. And one of the things that humans need to do is get grounded, like walking barefoot on the earth, being outside, just getting disconnected from technology will help a lot when it comes to these Mercury retrograde times. We just, as humans, we are designed to be much more connected to the natural rhythms of life. And during Mercury retrograde, we need it more than ever. So a lot of people forget to do this because it's very difficult. When you wake up, you go to your job, you check your emails, you get home, you're on your phone, then you're on the TV. We tend to forget to be just grounded.
And, I tend to see people, at their best. But lately, I've even seen people in restaurants just uptight, arguing with the waiter about nothing. I mean, it's just really, really strange. And I don't know why I blame Mercury retrograde. It just has to do with the timing, I guess.
Well, it's partially Mercury retrograde and it's other planets as well. I want to give your audience a couple of dates when, if you thought this was kind of intense, these are dates when things will be even more heightened in terms of that aggressive kind of energy.
Okay.
The first one is on October 27th. So that is when Mars will be squaring Saturn. That's a tough one.
So you're being specific to a day, right?
I am, yeah. I want people to be aware that during the... So you're going to feel it, a few days before and after, but it's exact on that day. So if things don't go well that day, it helps to know ahead of time Why? Why do you feel so, you know, feisty and argumentative? These are very aggressive aspects that are affecting everybody. Because Mars is the planet of warfare. Think of all the words that start with M-A-R, like martial arts, or even the names that people have, like Martha, Mark, any of those names, Margaret. Those are all names that are derived from the planet Mars, which is the red planet, which is the planet of how we move forward in life. It's the planet of aggression and forward movement. And when it's making a square, which is a difficult aspect to Saturn, Saturn is a tough one. It's the planet that causes us to grow because it's like a coach in our chart, but it can also be a taskmaster.
Once we go beyond August 2nd, Leslie, and we get out of the second of three Mercury retrograde phases, what generally should happen?
Well, once we come out of them, then we have a breathing period when Mercury goes direct, and then everyone sighs, you know, and says, oh, phew, we got through that. But then they're going to happen again. In 2020, it's going to start again on February 16th until March 9th. And it's going to continually happen. And we, living in this electromagnetic universe, we have patterns that things go in and out and up and down and weather changes. And what's the most beautiful thing about astrology is that it helps bring peace to us, because if you see what's coming, you can prepare and not be surprised, because when it just comes at you and you don't understand it, that's when it gets really frustrating, because you just don't see where it's coming from or why it's here and when it's going to end. And that's why I call astrology like the language of compassion, because we can be more at peace if we have understanding of these rhythms and cycles.
I love live radio, Leslie, because things are happening, and I've just got a message from my webmaster, Lex, who says, well, it looks like Leslie's website has reached its limit. We think we crashed it, but I tweeted an alternative calculator for her. Seems to be tied in with your book, so she probably will be able to use it. So he tweeted powerofmercurycalculator.com. Well, that may work.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, maybe we'll get that. If not, I'll just give you the birth date.
That's fine.
You can do that,
work
too.
With that. Absolutely.
But folks, I still want your stories of weird things that you've seen happen during this Mercury retrograde period, events and individuals. If you'd share those stories with us, too, I'd really appreciate that. Because I am convinced, birthday girl, that it's happening.
It is happening. And it's frustrating. I have compassion for people. And
well, listen to this. We had these two pretty good-sized earthquakes in California a couple weeks ago during Mercury retrograde.
Yes, exactly. It's a shaky time.
So it affects even stuff like that.
It can affect anything, because that planet that's up there in the sky is putting things into a different lane, and we don't like these kinds of changes. It shifts us, and it's not a comfortable feeling. Just think again, when you're driving your car, in order to get from one gear to the other, you have to put it in reverse. Do you think anyone wants to be driving a car that's in reverse in the neutral area when you have no control? Both of them are uncomfortable for people. We want to go from A to B. We want to feel as if we're moving forward. During Mercury retrograde, it's going to feel as if we don't have as much control and we're not heading in the direction that we want to go in.
These events that happen, are they things that will be or could be for individuals? Do we have the right to change it?
Yes, we absolutely do. And that's where people need to understand that astrology is like weather. It's an influence. But at the end of the day, you are the one in control of your life. You have free will. And that's always going to supersede anything that these planets are doing. Astrology is definitely a fact, but there is no greater power over man than his own free will. And people need to remember that, so you can deal with these times with awareness and ride through them in a much better way. It's like surfing. You know, someone could say, well, that wave is so big and it's scary, but if you know how to handle it, it's really fun. It's cool. It's like it's more interesting. Or another analogy I give is double Dutch jump roping. People could say, well, that's really frustrating and that's so hard, but it's actually a really beautiful thing to watch because it takes skill and talent to be able to do that well, and it's much more interesting to watch than someone just skipping rope with one rope. So these times that are more complicated, it feels like double Dutch jump roping, but it actually there's a lot of benefit to these times, and we have to put this into perspective because we are being challenged during Mercury retrograde. And what we're being challenged to do is figure out a way to deep breathe and reconnect, re-energize ourselves, reflect, sit back, and get reconnected to the Earth. I think that's the anecdote for anything to do with Mercury retrograde.
Most of the calls that are coming in for you, Leslie, that we'll take next hour, they're just giving us the direct birth dates because they can't get into the website.
That's okay.
But again, the alternate calculator, folks, powerofmercurycalculator.com. Just remember that. powerofmercurycalculator.com. Kind of long to type, but that'll get you what you need also as well. Why is it important to know your Mercury sign?
I think it's important because of the fact that we are human beings who are in relationship with other people. And the way that we connect with people is through our mouths, through talking and speech. And Mercury signs can tell us how we like to communicate with other people. We can get very frustrated by having conversations with people, especially if we're upset, if they're talking with us in a way that's not compatible with the way we like to process information. So I think it's an extremely important thing, especially for romantic relationships. And yes?
Would you say Mercury retrograde is one of the most important signs that are out there?
Yes. In terms of your chart, I think knowing your Mercury sign tells me much more about the person's wiring system than knowing a sun sign. Because especially think about with children, parents need to know how to communicate with their child in a way that they can hear. And if you can understand their wiring system with how their brain works, think how useful that is.
Some people are afraid to talk to an astrologer. They're afraid to hear what the astrologer is going to tell them.
There's a lot of reasons to be afraid if you don't go to a really great astrologer. There are some people who have only been studying it for a year or two. I find that kind of frightening. I've been studying it for over 30 years. I wouldn't want to go to a surgeon who was just out of med school. I'd want someone who has a little bit more experience. The reason why astrology, you have to be very careful who you go to, is that language is very powerful, and astrology is a very powerful tool. If someone sees in a chart something very difficult and they don't have the proper language to explain it in a way that feels hopeful or that's comforting, the astrologer could say something to the client that could be damaging to them for life. I've had people who have gone to astrologers who have told them, you're never going to get married or you're always going to have these problems in your life. And it's not a helpful thing because there's always a way out. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody tonight with Mercury retrograde. We can't stay stuck thinking this is just a horrible thing and we're going to be miserable for these 3 weeks. We need to reframe that and look at it like it's important. You can't always have everything on the up and up. It's like it would be really boring in life if everybody drove a Ferrari. It's like it's not the way it's supposed to be. It's interesting that we've got, you know, all sorts of different vehicles on the road, and it's kind of fun to aspire to something. If everything was easy all the time, it's like eating ice cream every day. It's not healthy. It's like we need vegetables. And it's like Mercury retrograde is when the universe is saying, you got to eat your vegetables, whether you like it or not.
Could you use Mercury retrograde to your advantage if you know these dates that you're in and out of them?
Absolutely, yes, because during Mercury retrograde, you're supposed to slow down if you were born when it was direct. For the rest of us who were born when it was retrograde, it's our time to move forward. That's when we're supposed to buy a car, sign a contract, travel. Everything for us is like zoom, zoom, go full speed ahead. So the most important thing is to understand, are you in that 20% of the population that was born during Mercury retrograde? That's really super important for people to know. And most people, astrologers, or if you look on the internet, very few people are talking about that. You need to know if you're one of those 20% people.
All right, we're going to take calls when we come back with Leslie. You know what we're looking for, especially those stories about events and strange things that are happening and people, things that you've witnessed. Her website has crashed. We have done it again. But when it opens up, you can have some fun with it. It's LeslieMcCourk.com, linked up at CoastToCoastAM.com. And we'll be back with your calls and Leslie next on Coast to Coast AM.